25 years ago tomorrow, more Americans began learning that women helped Major League Baseball survive World War II. Phil Wrigley, owner of the Chicago Cubs, feared the majors were doomed because the country was sending its players to war. So in 1943, to keep ballparks busy, he created the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. And 25 years ago, a movie about it hit the theaters, A League of Their Own. At that time, we met three players from the old Racine Belles. Here is part of that conversation with Anastasia Batikas, Joyce Hill, and Anna Mae Hutchison.
You had a regular spring training just like the men do, and you had hours that you had to keep. And, of course, because we were so different, they wanted us to make sure that we were very ladylike and not go out there looking like tomboys. So we got lessons in grooming, and you learned how to put makeup on, and you learned how to walk. And we wore the skirts and caps and little pants underneath the skirt, and some of us wore sliding pads.
I was gonna say, how did you slide?
But you wore them a few times, and you took them off because they were in the way. You'd rather have the strawberry that you got.
If you wanted to play in this league, man, you were so anxious to play,
right.
You would have done anything they said just to be able to play.
How many would get an opportunity to play ball and get paid for it in those
That's
days?
That's right.
I was making as much in those days as I made at American Motors. I was making $1 an hour working on airplane motors. And so when I got my first contract, I think it was like $45 a week. Well, that's what I was making at American Motors. So why should I stay there when I could go and do something I liked? And besides, they paid all your expenses, you know, when you travel and they gave you meal money, except when you were in your hometown. Like, if your hometown was Racine, then you lived with some family that took you in, and maybe you paid $5 a week for your board.
Did you play the same rules and use the same equipment as the men?
Right.
So the home run was just as far, the bases were just as far?
Actually, the fences were quite as far as the men's fences, but they were 300 feet or more.
Yeah, and the
right and left, and maybe 350 or so, 375 to center. Something like
they that. Always kept our base paths shorter than just men's regulation, and the pitching distance was shorter, so it would be girls baseball instead of regulation baseball.
But
I think another thing that's important is that our coaches and our managers were all former big league ball players or had a lot of experience in the baseball field. You know, we didn't just have anybody as our coaches.
And as far as the spring training is concerned, after we had spring training, a week or two? Then we took a tour like through the South, and then two different teams from the league would go through these cities and play each other. And then, sometimes we were in parades or something else, you know. They
That's
treated
right.
us like we were really heroes or some crazy thing. We didn't feel like it, but
how many fans showed up at your games?
Gee, we used
Lots.
To have like 5,000 sometimes.
Yeah, we filled the stands most of the time, day and night. We played just about every night, and on Sunday there were two games,
But I'll tell you, the girls that played in those days were terrific. The pitching and everything was just, it was just super.
And those athletes in the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League also created their own song. It was nearly instant recall for the three Racine Belles.
For we're the members of the All-American League. We come from cities near and far. We're Canadians, Irishmen, and Swedes. We're all for one. We're one for all. We're all Americans. Each girl stands her head so proudly high. Her motto, do or die. She's not the one to need or use an alibi. Chaperones are not too soft. They're not too tough. Our managers are on the ball. We've got a president who really knows his stuff. We're all for one. We're one for all. We're all Americans.
Those were members of the old Racine Belles of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. It lasted from 1943 until 54 and paid about 500 women to play. Today, Joyce Hill is 91 years old. Her former teammates, Hutch and Stosh, Anna Mae Hutchison and Anastasia Batikas, are gone. We interviewed them 25 years ago after the players had reconnected in Racine.